Mr. Chair, please allow me to congratulate you on your election as the president of the 2019 meeting of the high contracting parties to the CCW and welcome you, Mr. Ambassador, to the Geneva. We are confident that your able leadership will be instrumental in reaching a successful outcome. Please be assured of my delegation's full support and cooperation. The convention, which bans or restricts the use of certain conventional weapons with indiscriminate effects, creates a fundamental international regime with the aim of preventing and reducing sufferings of people. We believe that this humanitarian perspective of the convention constitutes one of its strongest features. Universalization of CCW would surely pave the way for a more secure world and increases global prosperity. In this regard, we encourage all remaining countries to join the convention at the earliest possibility. The contribution of sponsorship program also contributes well to the aim of the universalization. Turkey fully implements the convention and its annex protocols to which it is a party. Annual compliance reports are valuable tools for mutual understanding, transparency, and confidence building. Turkey has been regularly submitting the compliance reports and encouraged all high contracted parties to do so. Besides, we have been seizing every opportunity to encourage adherence to the CCW. Mr. Chair, we are pleased that the efforts have been fruitful in the past for the CCW to survive the dire financial situation. Nevertheless, it is clear that a long-lasting solution to this problem has not been found yet. We are deeply concerned about the use of IEDs by terrorists, which has extensively increased in the recent years. The amended Protocol 2 is the appropriate forum to address the challenges posed by the use of the IEDs. We shared our view in detail on this global threat in the AP2 conference. Mr. Chair, the CCW is the right forum to address laws, given its technical, extensive technical, humanitarian, military, and diplomatic expertise. We support the mandate given by the CCW to GGE on laws and look forward to continuing the discussions in 2020. Turkey acknowledges that the MOTAPAM are legitimate weapons which serves important military purposes in self-defense and in other military operations. We recognize the work to eliminate the humanitarian impacts of MOTAPAM. We note that there are diverging views over the various aspects of MOTAPAM. The informal discussions have been useful to hear positions of relevant countries in detail. Although our main approach to MOTAPAM has not changed, if it serves to improve security of civilians by possible additional measures, then we can see merit in future discussions on this issue. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.